Welcome to the very first episode of Peace of Mind. I am one of your hosts, Destiny Smith. I am a first-generation college student as well as a revolutionary.
And I'm your other host, Ariana Collins, also known as Artist ASAP, and I too am a first-generation college student.
Okay, first gens in the house. So Ariana, what are we talking about today?
Today's topic is going to be relationships and dating, so a pretty interesting topic.
Yeah, very heavy, right? So what I want to do to start is kind of just break down what is a relationship, what's dating, and then we can throw in some other like slang terms, jargon, if you will, whatever.
Okay. I think, well, first off, there's a very big difference between being in a relationship and dating someone. A relationship, it has more expectations, there's commitment involved, and there is a goal, an end goal for sure. Dating, on the other hand, is just, it's still a little bit more in the air. You're getting to know someone and you're deciding on what's the next steps you two are gonna take together, if any.
I was gonna say if any, right? Okay, so can you tell me like what is a sneaky link to you, in your opinion?
So a sneaky link is basically doing the relationship things, but you're not in a relationship. You getting all the benefits from a relationship. You guys may even engage in sexual intercourse, dates, things like that, but you're not in a relationship and you're not getting that commitment.
Right. So you kind of like don't have a title and people don't know about y'all. Y'all kind of just, what we say, going with the flow.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that different from a situationship, in your opinion, then?
Ooh, good question. Sneaky link and situationship are kind of very similar. Yeah. I think sneaky link have a lot to do with more sexual act, I guess, with our generation, especially when we think about that. That's what we kind of think about. Situationships are pretty much the same relationship activity without that commitment involved. But, yeah.
Okay. And if you don't mind me asking, what are you in the mood for in terms of relationship and dating? Like, what are you looking for right now? Are you looking for a situation? Are you looking for a relationship? No, let me know.
I'm actually not looking for anything right now. I think that if I was to consider something, though, I would be probably more leaning towards just the dating vibe, getting to know you, things like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's because you're real laid back, you know, Aquarius energy or whatever. Like, y'all just go with the flow. For sure. Well, for me, right now I am in a serious, committed relationship. And it didn't really get a chance to start off as dating. Like, you know, he was just real fast. It's like, are you going to be my girlfriend or what? And I don't know. A lot of people did have things to say about that. Like, oh, you guys are moving too fast. Do you feel like you're putting all your eggs in one basket too soon? And things of that nature. Do you feel like how fast you commit to someone is, I don't know, like, is that really that big of a deal?
I think that it's to each his own for sure. Mm-hmm. So for me, I think I kind of am also like, are we going to do this or not? Like, I'm not really, you know, but I think there is some importance, though, of kind of trying at least to take it slow, get to know each other, date first, so that you don't find yourself in one of those sneaky link or situationships.
No, for real. I agree. My next question is, have you ever been in a sneaky link or situationship?
I have. So like I said, especially coming out of the generation that we come out of, we don't talk. We don't communicate a lot. If you notice, like, a lot of us, we like someone and we establish that we like each other and then we just kind of keep going. And so I think I've accidentally found myself in a situationship before. And it wasn't nice because honestly, I'm personally not a fan of the situationships because if I find out that you're talking to someone else, I go nuts.
But it's a situationship. You said no commitment at all. So why that feeling? And where did that come from?
That is why I feel like it's important to have those conversations. Like I said, like, I know now, with the knowledge that I know, that we need to kind of have an understanding of what we're trying to do, because then you're going to fall. I thought I was going to a relationship, but, you know, but you just kind of fall in the middle if you don't take that communication seriously.
All right. I get you. So I don't really want to play like devil's advocate here, but word on like Instagram, Facebook, and Snapchat is that women are the ones that usually catch feelings first. And that's why situationships and things don't work. Do you think that's true?
I think that it's first. I think that when women catch feelings, they take seriousness to their feelings and they take commitment to whatever they are feeling. So it seems that way. But I think that just the whole male pride thing is what makes it seem as if, oh, these women are crazy.
Yes, because they will lie. They will lie on the internet. They will lie to their friends. Oh, no, I'm not really, like, feeling hurt for real. No, that's her. She do all that crazy stuff. But they're the same ones that blow your phone up when you're not texting back. The same ones that when you finally do get them on the phone, they're like, oh, well, what you was doing, kind of questioning you. Mm-hmm. But it's like, we don't, that's not your jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now that you bring that up, I kind of want to gear towards to something that I'm sure you're probably familiar with. I know the audience would be very familiar with the Blueface and Krishan situation. So that's something that we've been seeing on the internet a lot. I would like to talk about that. What's your opinion on it?
Well, honestly, I recently just saw her interview, Krishan Rock's interview or whatever, with the Shade Room, right? And I kept trying to figure out, like, how did she get in this situation? Like, it wasn't clear. Like, how do we even get in these situations? Like, let's just backtrack a little bit. Let's go there. Mm-hmm. How does someone get in a sneaky link or a situationship? And once they do that, how do they make sure that they're protecting their feelings, mm-hmm. so that we don't have situations like Blueface and Krishan, which we'll talk about later. We'll go into detail about the crazy things they do to each other and for each other. But yeah, like, how do you think that starts? Like,
saying before, I think it's just a lot of miscommunication between people in general. A lot of people go into situations with lots of love and with their in their hearts and a lot of expectations and hopes for it, mm-hmm. where there may be a other party who's just kind of there for the fun, for the dating, which is okay. It's fine. But we have to learn to communicate for real in order to protect our feelings.
Yeah. And then, so you feel like they don't last because we don't communicate too? Like, that's just it? Like, it's just...
I don't really believe anything lasts without communication. Our friendships, definitely not relationships, not business relationships. Everything requires communication. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think that when you don't communicate, it leaves a lot of room for assumptions and insecurities. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of these situations, why they end so badly, is because of insecurities that aren't dealt with properly. Like, mm-hmm. I remember you said, you didn't like, you know, talking to somebody else. I don't like that, right?
Yeah.
But do you feel like, does them talking to someone else make you feel insecure? Or, like, and not even just you, let's put it in general.
I think that it can definitely make people feel insecure. For me, it doesn't make me insecure. It makes me uninterested. because I'm a very one-on-one person. Like, I like to, if we're doing this, we're doing this. And if we not, let's just not. But,
So why not shop for a relationship then? Like, you know, you cool, you lay back. You know, you want to date and fill it out first. But if you know what you want, why not just go straight for a relationship?
Because you still need to get to know a person.
True.
You can like a person physically, their energy that they have off of your, you know, couple of interactions, but you don't truly ever, honestly, I believe you don't ever really know someone. I don't, like, not your mother, not indeed. Your mom, not your, you continue to learn someone and you grow with people. So at least give yourself that chance to get to see who you're getting to know.
Yeah. And you say communication, I say it's the growth factor. People don't want to grow, and not with each other anyway. And we can talk about the trauma. We can, you know, make it a race thing if we want to, but I don't want to do that, right? I'm going to keep it general. I find that especially our peers, like people within our age, you know, group and things of that nature, like, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, I don't know. People don't know what they want. Yeah. That's really all it boils down to. Everybody think they have an idea of what they want, and they don't. Mm-hmm. And so they go into situations with these expectations, right? Like we were talking about, we expect people to drop purses. We expect girls to pay for dates too. You know, all this monetary value stuff. But for what reason? Other than, that's what I saw on Instagram. Like, nobody wants to grow together and figure out what another person's love language is. Mm-hmm. Because you can buy me, I don't know, say for instance, like somebody bought me a car. Okay, I'm not going to be ungrateful. Thank you. Because, I mean, especially if it's paid off, we can do something. But that's not necessarily the things that I like to see. I like corny stuff, if you will, like love letters. And I want it handwritten. I do not want you typing nothing. Like, I need to feel it. Like, I need to see it, the energy, you know? Mm-hmm. So communicating, and then from communicating, right, growing. Because I could tell you something, but if you don't apply that knowledge, it won't work.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. How do you feel like, okay, do you feel like Blueface and Krishan, do you think they had an understanding before it got this crazy?
Understanding or not, I feel like it's very, like, dehumanizing what's going on. And I think that it's setting, because they are peers of our generation. It's setting a bad example for our generation, because now, especially if you read some of the commentary behind some of the things you see online and between the interviews, a lot of people are taking liking to this type of love. A lot of people are like, oh, I want my girlfriend mm-hmm. to be this crazy. And, you know, mm-hmm. Krishan has multiple tattoos of Blueface tatted on her, his face, on her neck, and things like that. And we're kind of pushing this narrative of you have to fight for love. In order to be loved, you have to work for it. You have to deal with hard things. Yeah. And I think that's a big thing in our generation, that we think we have to
fight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You have to struggle for it, when love should be just given.
It should. You know, because you know it's organic. When you love somebody, you know you love somebody. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't take for them to fight you to love them type things. Because I even seen a video of them fighting each other. Like, she was trying to get Krishan, let me use names. Krishan was trying to get Blueface back into the car. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't having it. Like, he walking off. And, of course, she following him. Like, you know, just come back. Woo-woo. And then they became physical. Physical meaning, like, she grabbed him and he punched her type mm-hmm. of thing. And people were sharing it, like, oh, no, y'all should see me at my ex fights. Or, no, y'all should see me at my boyfriend fight. They don't have nothing on us, as if it's a competition with abuse.
Yeah.
That is sad. You're right. I like that you brought that up. Fighting for love is a really bad, big thing with our generation, and it can be bad.
And domestic violence is another thing. So I think that's also another really big thing we see with our generation. Domestic violence relationships is deemed as cute. I want to ask you, Destiny, what does a healthy relationship look like to you? Mm-hmm. What does a good, loving relationship look like to you?
I'm still learning and understanding what that looks like, right? Due to lack of examples. But in my heart, I do know that it doesn't look like having to fight somebody to love them or to understand them. It doesn't look like having to buy somebody's love or, you know, make it a competition with other couples. Like, oh, yeah, I dropped this. Oh, I bought this for my girl. I bought this for my boy. You know, like stuff like that. It doesn't look like a monetary thing. Like, you know, it looks like I said, kind of growing with each other. And love is to, okay, you shouldn't love somebody because of something, like, oh, because they have this or because they're this, but you should always love somebody in spite of things, because nobody's perfect, right? So I think when it's genuine and when it's real and when it's deep, like, you love somebody in spite of all their bad qualities. And I'm not advocating or saying settle for abusive things. Like, don't love somebody in spite of the fact that they wake up in the morning and they tell you, you know, you're not gonna be anything. Yeah. Or when y'all in an argument, they throwing out all your trauma and things like that. Like, that's not love. And I think a lot of times, like you said, it's confusing. Like, how do you love somebody, you know, mm-hmm. in spite of things? And
yeah,
so many things are normalized, you know?
For me, I just think love is natural. And I mm-hmm. think that love is very innocent. And it doesn't matter like how that. Old you are. I feel like it's just still feel like that, you know, high school crush thing. Because the thing is, and especially in our day and time, we're living with all these COVID-19 and things like that. It's hard to love thyself in this generation. We're dealing with a lot on our own. So mm-hmm. When you find someone that's willing to, like, as you said, what did you say you said?
Love in spite of.
In spite of. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I think that that's the best way that it should be, and that's the way that it should be. But like I said, again, being in our generation and being a generation where we're coming up in craziest of times, we just think crazy is our norm in this generation. See, like, when we became the adults, COVID-19, life was over. So we're kind of, we are a generation that has to have to adapt to the unexpected. The chaos.
Like, everything is chaotic. Everything is all over the place all the time. But I have a great question. Do you feel like you've ever experienced genuine, real, innocent love? And it can be from yourself.
In my 20 years of living, yes. And I think that, but, because, let me ask, can love stop? Can you love someone and then love stops? Or does it keep going?
Okay, that's a good one, Ariana. Let me think.
Because to answer just disregard your question, I wanted to say I do feel like I've been genuinely loved before. I do feel like I've been genuinely cared for, but I also feel like I've seen that stop. We don't love each other anymore, or you don't love me anymore, or whatever, because of the fact that coming up, how I came in a very traumatic way. And so I had a lot of things with, especially trying to date as a young adult, that I had to work through on my own. And so I needed to be loved in spite of. But when I was being the best girlfriend that I could be, and I was good and great, I was definitely loved. But when I couldn't give you that 100%, I think that's kind of when I didn't get that love anymore.
Okay. And so to answer your question, right, because I like that you said when you felt like you couldn't give that 100%, because in relationships, you're not going to always be able to give that. Like, it's supposed to be a partnership, a balance even. Like, it's not supposed to be, well, I'm giving 100% all the time, and when I can't, it's forgive me. So to answer your question, because I also dealt with something like that. Like, you know, it just stopped. Like, now the love becomes like hate to an extent, or, mm-hmm. you know, just disregarding each other. I think that the love was still real, but what we have really badly, not even just in this generation, but as people, we immediately dismiss every good moment because it became, you know, it took a turn. Like, things changed, and people do change. And mm-hmm. we always say, like, you know, people change, and sometimes you outgrow each other. Mm-hmm. You outgrow the experience, and you should take, I feel like taking what you learned from that person or that experience and then, you know, applying it, you know, take what you want and leave the rest, you know? Take what resonates, leave the rest is how I like to live with things. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm sure they still loved you, but they weren't what was best for you.
Mm. Yeah.
If that makes any sense. Yeah, but that is a tough one, like, for real, because people be on the internet bad. Like, that's a heavy topic. We should make that a topic too. I like that one. But yeah, I did hit on something though. I said balance. So I think if I kind of summarize to an extent, like, what we both been saying is that you need to have some type of balance in relationships.
Definitely.
And not even just relationships and dating and situationships and sneaky linking and talking stages, like, balance. Because if you don't have peace within yourself or understanding within yourself, let's not even use the word peace, but understanding within yourself, how can you expect somebody else to understand? Mm-hmm. You get me?
Yeah.
Like, people don't want to do that work. So I think balance to me looks like, and I'll ask you the same, balance to me looks like, having your alone time away from your partner, right? Knowing yourself, falling in love with yourself, figuring out what you like, and being able to teach those things to your partner. Like, this is what I like, this is what I don't like, and things like that. But our generation, like you said, is very unhealthy. Like, we 20 and 21 trying to live together.
Yeah.
Like, we trying to just say, forget it. Bye, mom. I'm going to stay with my boyfriend. Yeah. Like, but that, and it leads to just being codependent.
Yeah. I mean, but times are very different. So the way that relationships will look for us in our generation and starting our families and things
yeah.
are going to look very different from how our parents okay. did it and how, you know. But with, like I was saying, what to add on what you were saying about balance, what it looks like to me is just it's important to learn yourself first. Mm-hmm. And I want to say that, and I want to bring that to attention even within the relationship and dating topic, because a lot of us get into relationships looking for someone to heal us.
Ooh.
And I think that even me dating as a young teen that I was, I did that. And I 100% admit that I did that. I never took the time to kind of, well, I mean, I was going through therapy and things like that, but I didn't, everywhere I felt I was lacking, I felt you needed to have it, you know.
Yeah.
So if I was feeling insecure, you need to make me feel pretty.
Yeah.
If I was feeling, you know, so with that being said, I think we need to as a generation, as people as a whole, just take that time to take care of yourself, love yourself, nurture mm-hmm. yourself. What does loving yourself look like first?
Yes.
Before we figure out how can I love this next person, because it's never going to be possible.
It's not.
And even if it goes on good for some time later down the line, that conflict between you and yourself is going to interfere with your relationship. And
you're
you don't
right.
want to hurt good people by doing that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Being self-destructive, self-sabotage. And I am very, like, I'm not going to lie, I have a long resume with that. Like, I'm very self-destructive, because for a long time I did, and I still do believe that I have, like, a lot of confidence. But when you really sit with yourself and you're with somebody, your insecurities start to kind of come out. Mm-hmm. You're like, dang, you know, maybe I don't feel like I'm smart enough, or maybe I don't feel like I'm mature enough. And I think with me, it was always a maturity thing. I feel like I had to grow up so much faster
mm.
than what I really wanted to. And mainly because I have a tendency to date older.
Mm-hmm.
And even though they're not, I'm not going to say they're not mature. I'm not going to say they was mature. I'm just saying they were kids too. And I made it seem as if, like, they were the standard, and not creating my own standards for myself. What do I, you know, like, who do I want to be in this relationship? Who do I want to be outside of it? So, yeah, you hit on something with that one, especially, like, love yourself.
I want to ask you, and this might be a little crazy, but what is the craziest thing that you can think of that you've done in a relationship? Like,
whew,
yeah, bruh. Like, I really did the most. What do you think?
Give me your bag with that one. You got deep. Craziest thing I did. I think the craziest thing, I'm going to just say I popped up. To his house. Like, that means, like, I came to his crib and I came to his house, like, come outside because we have a conversation to have and you're blocking my number. Are you serious? Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's sassy. Why are you blocking me? But, you know, don't block my number and then think we're not going to talk about it. Because me, like, I'm not going to lie. I overdo it with communication. I take it too far because when somebody don't want to talk to you, they don't want to talk to you. But with my younger mind, I felt like that wasn't possible. You're going to have to talk. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I popped up, you know, knocked on the door. Knocked on the window. Nobody's coming out. I'm calling the phone. I'm calling restricted. Mm-hmm. I'm calling a mom. Like, yeah, tell your son to come outside. Just overdoing it. For what reason? I don't know. Because he still didn't want to talk. So.
And that's good that you brought up the mom. I wanted to bring up that topic, too. How important, especially within our dating rage and age, mm-hmm. do you think that... how important do you think it is about having a relationship with the person you're dating parents?
So, I'm not gonna lie, I'm like going through that right now. I have this thing, this defense, right? This defense mechanism to where I feel like people are not gonna like me after a certain point, especially their mothers, because mm-hmm. it's happened before. Anyways, but I just feel like, so I don't give people a chance. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that it's important to have relationships with the person's mom, right? Especially if their mom is a big part of their life, mm-hmm. because you can't love them without having to love his mom as well. But to love somebody and to accept somebody is different than wanting to deal with them, because you can still separate yourself. For me, that's a really tough one because I'm still working through that. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to have a relationship and I want it to be healthy, but I don't know. I don't think I want my feelings hurt, you know, because she can call the shots too, to an extent. Like, you know, she can tell her son whatever. And I don't necessarily like that, but it is what it is, because our mothers do the same thing for us, like, or mother figures, whatever. Like, they let us know, like, nah, he's not the one. Yeah. Or, nah, I didn't like that he did that. And that sits with you. And you think about that and you look at your partner from a different lens. So I would say try, everybody should try their best, you know, give your best effort, but you can't force anything. Mm-hmm. Just be a little bit more respectful. I think our generation lacks respect when it comes to people's parents. Like, yeah. You see the stuff on Facebook. Mm-hmm.
So what's your opinion? For me, I think there's also a natural balance now. For me, I think that with me, I have a lot of healing to do with relationships and people's moms and things like that, because I come from a background where I didn't have my mom. Mm-hmm. I grew up in foster care. So generally what I found is I'll get in relationships and I'll overly attach myself to your mom. Wow. Because I have had that happen where, like, yeah, you're my boyfriend, but me and your mom, like,
yeah,
like, you feel me? So like, it can kind of cause emotional conflict, though, because when it's time to leave a situation, you don't want to leave their mom too, mm-hmm. though. So now you can be holding on to feelings, mm-hmm. and things like that, because it's not just you and the person anymore. On the other hand, though, I do think it's still very important to have a good relationship with someone's mom and also pay attention to the relationship that they have with their mom, mother. And the yes. respect they do or do not show to that person, because it can have people relationships with their parents ultimately have a lot of effect on them, and it affects their dating life, relationship life. So, yeah, that's something to pay attention to, but it definitely has to be a good balance, because you don't want to be too drawn in.
Yeah, no, I feel you. Now that you mentioned that, I did like have a relationship where I got close to their mom, and then once, like, we kind of talked about, once the love stopped, like, she stopped too, like, mm-hmm. you know, because they're gonna always side with their kid, you yeah. know, they're gonna always side with their son. Yes, they'll tell you, like, you know, you were a nice girl, he, you know, wasn't the best for you, you weren't the best for him, but like, when they stop, it hurts. And I'm not gonna lie, they hurt my feelings a lot. And I feel like that was part of the reason why I started to do the pop-up and acting crazy, because it was a lack of respect that I had for the household in general. Yeah, but it's kind of all on the guy, right? Because since we're talking about it from our perspective, it's on the guy to make sure he forges, like that bridge between you two. Like, he has to help heal that, too. He has to also keep a good balance, because, you know, you don't want anybody getting too close to your family, especially if you're not sure that mm-hmm. this is what you want forever, right?
Yeah. So and you, like, definitely have those moms that I've met 10, 12 girlfriends by now, and they just playing it cool.
Yeah, that's what gotta I watch think all the time.
Gotta watch out for those, y'all.
Yeah, you think it for real. But, yeah, I like that we got that to that point, though, where we talked about even the family structure, right? Mm-hmm. And I like that we addressed balance being, like, love yourself first so that somebody else can. Yeah. And you know what kind of love you want to receive when you love yourself. Mm. When you don't love yourself, you just accept anything.
That's a good topic to kind of transition to, love language and knowing your partners in your own love language. So if for people who don't know, love language is just how do you accept love? How do you receive love? How do you give love? And so for some people that may be by gifts, some people that may be physical touch, quality time, things like that. How do you feel if you love a person, right? But you guys' love languages do not match up?
Okay, so I'm not the best at compromising. I'm kind of entitled, I'll be honest. So I try my best to figure it out, right? But it's hard. I've been in a situation like that before. It's really hard because you're not giving me what I need in order for me to give you what you need. How you not watering me, but you want me to water you? Like, that's how I feel. I can't grow in this. Like, so I think it doesn't work. If there is no understanding on how I want to be loved, then it won't work. And I would assume that they would feel the same way. Everything isn't something that you have to compromise on either.
Yeah.
You know? So if they love language, oh, well, I like girls who spend their whole check on me. I like girls who are always in my basketball game side by my side because, and they give you some kind of trauma script, you know, because nobody was ever in my basketball games when I was. Yeah. Well, listen, baby, I have a life of my own. I will do my best to be there as much as I can, but I'm not devoting my life to you.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. It won't work. So how do you feel about that?
I think this kind of goes back to the topic of you never really know someone, because I feel like we can talk about love languages, but as you grow with the person and as you be with the person, your love language change and you kind of find out, because a lot of people don't just say this is what I like, this is not. So you kind of find out as you go the love language with people, and then you get disappointed if they don't match up because you might really do like the person. I think that it's a person-to-person thing. I think that it probably could work if you're willing to do that compromise. Now, if you're like Destiny, you don't want to compromise, then y'all should know it's not going to work. Just let it go. But
let it go.
Yeah, it can work with compromise, I think, because I'm referring to one relationship when I keep talking as well, but where we just, like, our love language, mine was constant quality time, and he liked having his own time, and it would make me not offended, but it's like, you don't want to be with me so much.
Like, why you don't want to be glued to my
But our love languages was different. So yeah.
I think that we hit on a lot of good things so far in this episode. We talked about balance. We talked about unhealthy examples in the media. We talked about what we prefer. We talked about love. We talked about a lot. And I kind of want our viewers to leave with this, though. Leave this this show with the idea of loving yourself, knowing yourself, getting to know yourself so that you can teach other people how to love you and, you know, how to accept you, things of that nature. Like, it starts with you. Everything starts with you is probably the best way to put that. But that's our show. We do hope that we helped you grow, right? But until next time.
All right. Thanks.